Morning. Okay, so one of the central themes of the Seder is that whereas the Gemara calls it Matzchil Bignut Umesayim B'Shevach, we start with the degradation and we end with the praise. And the Gemara has a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, what that refers to. Does it refer to the physical servitude and then the ensuing freedom, which is the position of Shmuel, Ming Avadim Hayinu, to the fact that we were free? Or does it start with the spiritual ignominy, starting with Mitchila Hayu Avatin Ovdi Avodah Zarah, and then it ends with the fact that we receive the Torah? But I want to point out just one thing that's overlooked. And the Gemara says that we're Matchil Bignut and Mesayim B'Shevach, that we end with praise. Now, if I asked you in Hebrew, how would you take that word Shevach, praise, and turn it into a state of being word, meaning someone who is praiseworthy? Please, Mishubach, right? Mishubach. Now that word, right, appears in the middle of the paragraph that is used to describe Matzil Bignut and Messiah Veshevach. In the middle of Avadim Hayinu, we say, they call Hamarbe Lisaper. Anyone who tells the story more, Harezeh Mishubach, that person is praiseworthy. But when you realize it's in the middle of the paragraph, which is describing the journey from Ginut to Shevach, then you have to wonder, maybe the message of the Baal Haggadah is very profound. Because if I asked you, when exactly does that moment of Shevach end? What's the end of the story? Clearly the beginning of the Jews' humble beginnings was either the slavery in Egypt or was their spiritual downtrodden state when they were idol worshippers. But if I asked you, when do you finish that story? Right? What is the peak of that glory that we're aiming towards, right? So you might have thought that it ends either with the Jews going out of Egypt and being free or with Matan Torah. But I think what the Baal Haggadah is implying is that's not true, because the only person who's described as having reached the state of Shevach is not the Jews back then, but is you. The person at the Seder telling the story is Harezeh Mishubach. I think what the Baal Haggadah is saying is that that story, that journey, never really ended. If you really want to reach the end of the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, you need to internalize that you are free in both senses. If you tell the story and you really believe that you were once a slave and now you're free and now you have responsibility and you need to use it well, if you believe that you used to be at a low spiritual level but now you've been given spiritual opportunities, and you tell that story and you realize the implications and you act on them, Harezeh Mishubach, then you are the continuation of that story of Matchil Bignut Umisayim B'Shevach. And I think that's really the challenge of Pesach and the challenge of the Seder, and I guess at the end of Zman, it's a good thing to say, is not just to learn things as history, but to remember that we are the continuation of that story, and we need to internalize the messages of that which we've learned and turn it into practical implications in our life to actually act on them. And then we are continuation of the national story of the Jewish people and the next link in the chain that will continue, please God, for many generations to come. So Chag Sameach, and we continue with...